kind of a narrow mouth. What would you call that thing that you would put in it to keep it from spilling all over the place? And what about if you were driving your horses, that thing that you might crap to get them to go faster?
Whip.
If you bought some fruit at the store, the grocer would probably put them in a what so you could carry them home?
Paper bag.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of people call paper bag anything else? Paper sack, maybe? Sack and a bag, the same thing? And what about a fairly large amount of sugar? If it's not packed in a barrel, it might be packed in something smaller than that.
Well, it comes in a paper sack.
What about some other kind of sack that's made out of rougher material? Some kind of rough cloth that, manure or feed, something like that might come in?
Feed sack. Or real cold. Mm-hmm.
Would that be a croaker sack?
Yeah. We don't use many croaker sacks now.
Why is that?
We use, plastic.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the amount of corn that you might take at the mill at one time? It wouldn't be a full load, or maybe just the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms at one time? Any special name for that? Not a full load.
I don't know. Shell corn and sacks. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people talk about a turn of corn?
Yeah, that's where you go out in the field and cut the corn and soak it over. That's what you call it, turn corn.
Oh. It doesn't necessarily mean how much corn.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It could be a wagon full.
Yeah, it'd be an arm for them. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard firewood referred to as a turn?
No.
You have? Okay. If the light burns out in that lamp right there, you'd say you have to put in a new
light bulb. Mm-hmm.
And when your wife takes out the washing to hang it up on the line, what does she carry it out in?
Cold basket.
Where do a lot of nails come in? It might be something like a barrel, except smaller.
Keg
of nails. Are they still packed in kegs?
Packed in boxes now.
Boxes. 100-pound boxes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those metal things that run around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
A hook.
And if you filled up a bottle with some kind of liquid, you might want to put something in the top of it to keep the liquid from spilling out.
Stop.
What are those things made out of?
Corn.
You see that sort of thing used as much now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about this thing that you might, it's kind of a musical instrument that you play with your mouth and you move it back and forth?
A harp.
Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
A harp.
And what about this thing? It's another type of musical instrument that you put in your mouth and you kind of
use it. Harp.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever played either one of those?
No.
What about some of the usual tools that you'd have around the house to work with?
Saw and hammer. That's the two main items.
We were talking about a wagon a minute ago. If you had a wagon and two horses, what would you call that long wooden piece that runs up between the horses?
A tongue.
Mm-hmm. And if, let's say, you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you'd have to back him in between the...
Shafts.
Mm-hmm. And talking about maybe a wagon wheel, you start with,